This episode is brought to you by our following sponsor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. Now, today, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. Instead of talking about a single or making a review of a song or of a new band, I want to talk about the things to do and the things not to do at a concert. And specifically, a concert that involves mosh pits. Now, mosh pits, for those of you who don't know what they are, it's basically a dance. I consider mosh pits to be a dance for aggressive music and intense music. And the reason why I'm doing this is because just recently, like not too long ago, at the time of this recording, I saw the Buttertones at Santa Ana at the Observatory. And let me tell you, it was one of the best concerts I have ever been to in a long time. I'm also going to be talking about stage diving and crowd surfing. These are also two things that happen during mosh pits and when this type of heavy music is being played. Now, the Buttertones, when I went and saw them, they do have some metal songs, but the majority of the songs were upbeat and energetic. And if you're going to be in the crowd when this type of music is being played, you're not just going to be standing there. Of course, you're going to be moving around, jumping up, and, you know, pushing people to the side, because that's the type of environment that you're going to be in when you're going to these type of shows. So throughout this episode of The Mixed Genre, I'm going to be talking about the things to do and not to do during mosh pits, crowd surfing, and stage diving. Let's begin with the mosh pits. So in case if you don't know what happens during mosh pits, just imagine you're in a crowd, all cramped up, you could hardly move around, and when the music is being played, the aggression and the intensity of the sound, it moves you to push people around. And there's different types of mosh pits. There's one type that you just jump up and down in sync with the whole crowd. That's one type. Another one, there's not really a word for it, but I call it the whirlpool. Basically, one person stands where they are and they slowly start to move around like in a circular movement. And at the same time, they're moving the rest of the people around them. And people could sometimes be leaning too close to one side, and then they push each other to the other side. And it gets really, really cramped up. Like if you're, what's the word? Claustrophobic. That is not something you're going to want to be in. So if you're claustrophobic, do not go into the mosh pit, because there's going to be no room for you. And another thing that happens during mosh pits is eventually people are going to be sweating, like a lot. So if you don't want to be sweating or get other people sweat on you, then again, do not go to the mosh pits. Now, the things to wear is very important. For instance, you do not want to take your favorite shirt, your favorite pants, and especially not your favorite shoes, because they will get stepped on top of. And they will get dirty with, well, depending on the ground, maybe like you're going to be on a grassy area, so they're going to get grass stains. Where I was at, it was like a pavement, like it was sort of like, it was a little bit dirt and cement, so it wasn't that bad, but eventually, yeah, as you were stepping, moving to the beat of the songs, eventually your shoes, they get dirty with the dust. So yeah, do not take anything that you're going to want to get dirty. So, you know, you leave your expensive, luxurious clothes at home. But if, you know, you want to look flashy, go ahead and take it, but do not enter the mosh pits. And something else that I recommend And this goes especially for the ladies or men if you also wear earrings. Do not take any jewelry or earrings that will get easily caught with anyone else's fingers. Reason being is because there have been cases of people pushing each other, and by accident, your finger will get through the earring, if it's like a wide earring or loose jewelry, and it will get yanked off your own skin. So basically, it will get ripped off. And trust me, I'm pretty sure no one's going to want that to happen to them. So do not take anything that's going to get easily caught with someone else's fingers as they're pushing the crowd around. And something else that I recommend, going back to the dirt, is as the dirt is going to be picked up by, you know, people stomping on the ground, take like a mask, not a full-on mask that's going to cover your face, maybe like a bandana or any type of rag to cover your face. And another reason is because people at concerts, not all concerts, but the majority of them, people tend to be smoking, you know, their hookah pens or anything else that they take, you know, to smoke. And if you don't like the smoke being all over your face, then, you know, just take a rag. And it's also going to come in handy if you're going to go into the pit and you're going to be all sweaty, to easily wipe that sweat off. And there's also two other types of mosh pits that I can't forget about. And one of them is called the Wall of Death. It sounds scary, and trust me, it is. Basically, what happens is the performer will tell the people, or not just the performer, sometimes it's just the crowd themselves that constantly go to these type of shows, that will tell the people to split up the audience in half. And that happened over there at the observatory where I went to see the Buttertones. Sadly, there was no Wall of Death because the majority of those people didn't want to do that. And I did. I was actually telling people, hey, split it in the middle. Wall of Death. Go to one side and people from my side go, you know, lean more back. But only me and one other guy were trying to do that, but no one else wanted to. So basically, the Wall of Death is simple. You just split the crowd right in half, try to make a big open area, and eventually, you can say when the beat drops or when the artist tells everyone to go, everyone from one side to the other crashes. Like they run towards each other and crash near each other. I mean, close to each other. And then they start like getting all piled up, and then eventually, you're gonna have to slowly, eventually, like push other people so you can get your own room again. It sounds intense. I enjoy doing that. I really do. And another one is the circle pit. The circle pit is basically you just run in a circle. That's it. You're just running and running in a circle. But it looks really cool because if you ever have a chance, go to YouTube. Just type in circle pit, Wall of Death, or just, you know, any type of regular mosh pits. And from a bird's eye view, it just looks amazing. It looks like a work of art. And I know some people are going to be listening to this and tell me, man, you're crazy. But hey, that's just what I like. So yeah, keep in mind that there's different types of mosh pits. And again, the things you wear is very important. If you want to go to these type of mosh pits, take something that you're okay with getting dirty, you know, ripped, torn, stepped on top of from your shoes. And that's another thing. If you ever fall, automatically pick someone up. You don't care who they are, what race they are, what religion, you know, skin color, whatever, girl, boy, don't be a sexist, anything like that. If you see someone fall, pick them up automatically, even if you don't know them. And that's what happened over there at the Buttertones concert. Multiple people were falling to the ground, and I noticed that there was two times when someone fell, I was the only one picking them up, and no one else wanted to. Maybe because they already saw me picking them up, or simply they just didn't care. But, you know, there's been cases that people have been stomped on top of, and sadly some of them have died. But, you know, the majority of the times, people will always pick you up, so don't be afraid if you fall. Now let's talk about crowd surfing. Now this is honestly one of the funnest things I have ever done at a concert. It was actually my first time doing a crowd surf at the Baritones concert. And oh my god, it felt so amazing just being up there, people carrying you up and, you know, just taking you up, taking you to wherever you told them to take you. It was just amazing being up there. So basically crowd surfing, as the name says, you're surfing on top of the crowd. Not literally with a surfboard, but there's different types of ways of crowd surfing, and the correct way is on your back. And try to basically keep your legs up, because it's going to be kind of awkward being all extended. Or that's just me personally. I preferred with not my legs like actually sticking all the way up, but just think about it like a, you know, when you're a baby, like the way how your mom will carry you, your legs will be kind of somewhat up, just basically enough for people to avoid grabbing you from your legs. But hey, if you want to go, you know, all extended, go ahead. And something I want to talk about to the ladies is you don't want to go crowd surfing on your stomach. Reason being is because, you know, there's going to be some inappropriate guys there that are going to be like, well, this is my chance to grab you know what. I don't have to be specific on what I'm talking about. You girls understand what I'm saying. And yeah, so that's why I always recommend, also for the guys and girls, you know, in general, go crowd surfing, but on your back, because you don't want to get touched in areas that is going to be inappropriate. But I know what you're saying, but Fernando, if you're going to be crowd surfing on your back, you're going to be touching your butt. Yes, that's true. But do you prefer doing that or someone grabbing your crotch or your boobs? Think about it. And also remember, when you're crowd surfing, you don't want to take anything that's going to fall off your pockets. If you have deep pockets and you're positive that nothing's going to fall, then go ahead and crowd surf. But, or if anything, just tell someone, hey, can you hold on to my phone, to my wallet? Someone that you know. Obviously, don't do it to a stranger. But yeah, tell someone that you know, can you hold on to my stuff? I'm going to, you know, be crowd surfing. I don't want nothing to fall. And I had a chance to do that at, I think it was at my first ever Claro concert. It was at the House of Blues in San Diego. Yeah, it was San Diego House of Blues, Claro. I was going to crowd surf because I saw more people crowd surfing, but I couldn't because I was holding on to my friend's keys. And, you know, if I'm crowd surfing, they're going to fall and it's going to be on me. I didn't want to be responsible. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to risk it. Maybe next time. And, you know, that next time came and I was really happy. And last but not least, stage diving. Now, when you're going to stage dive, the main thing you want to have in mind is to tell other people you're going to stage dive. It doesn't have to be specifically on the stage. It could be anywhere that you could get a good jump into the crowd. Because once you stage dive, you're going to be crowd surfing. Or in some cases, you just fall straight to the ground because no one's going to want to catch you. And reason being is because you don't tell other people, hey, I'm going to stage dive. You just automatically go and do it. People are going to be scared to see someone, you know, falling on top of them. They're just going to open up and boom, you're going to fall straight to the ground on your face. So, yeah, keep in mind that not everyone is going to be willing to catch you. There could be, you know, many reasons why. But that's why you're supposed to communicate. Communication is key when you're going to stage dive. Now, something that happened to me is that when I was at the Baritones concert, some lady decided to stage dive, but not from the stage, because they were not allowing anyone to go on top of the stage. But you see, I was in the pit, and over there at the observatory, it's literally like a pit. And the people that don't want to be in the mosh pits go on top of, like, you could say, like, the second level. like a second floor. It's almost like a balcony. So this lady was stage diving from the balcony, and I got a glimpse of her that she was telling people, hey, I'm going to jump. But she was telling people like that were kind of like sort of a few feet away from me. So I was like, oh, okay, she's going to jump over there. It's okay. But no, as I turned my head to go, you know, to see the Buttertones because they were performing their next song, all I feel is someone or something heavy jump on top of my head. I'm not sure if it was like her back or, you know, her head or her head. Or, sorry, I can't talk right now. Because, man, just thinking about it, it was hurting so much. I'm not sure what part of her body fell on top of me, but something that to the point where my neck almost like twisted and it felt like snapping. And it was hurting a lot. But I noticed that as she stage dive, she fell into the crowd and no one wanted to pick her up except me. I was the only one that decided to pick her up after what she did to me. But hey, that's something that I knew I was going to get myself into. You know, as a crowd, you're always supposed to be on the lookout for anyone that's going to be stage diving. Like I said, it's not always going to be coming from the stage itself. It could be from any area that someone can easily jump off of. I hope this episode of The Mixed Genre helped you guys understand the things to do and not to do at a concert. Now, keep in mind, not everything that I said in this episode is going to happen to every concert or venue, but the majority of the concerts do experience mosh pits, stage diving, and crowd surfing. So if you're going to a venue or a festival, anywhere that a performance is going to be getting a little bit crazy, you know, just keep in mind what you heard in this episode, because it could help you. And if it doesn't, let me know. You know, just tell me, hey, Fernando, I heard your episode and, you know, none of your advice helped me. And, you know, if that happens, I'm sorry. Maybe I wasn't clear, but it's all about learning, okay? So that's basically it. I'm going to leave it here. Thank you so much for listening to The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez, saying have a fantastic day.